you imagine inviting Jesus over to your frat house at college for a party? It hardly seems like someplace Jesus would go, right? Or, you know, to come to your home for the great celebration? Would Jesus be interested in that? Should you invite him? Like, well, yeah, you should, and he would. He would come. Sometimes we don't picture Jesus as maybe having a good time or a party. See the wedding feast of Cana. He turned a bunch of water into wine. I think it was a pretty big party. But yeah, maybe we don't see Jesus as wanting to get involved in our ordinary joys. Sometimes do we think that, oh, I'm having a good time. I'm having a lot of fun. This is a lot of joy. I bet God wouldn't like it. I think sometimes we do that. It's kind of the idea that somehow, oh, life in this world is just going to be bad. It's going to be terrible, but don't worry, it gets good in heaven. No, as one priest referred to that, he called that the gospel of the suck. This world sucks, but then don't worry, it gets good in heaven. Well, that's terrible. How can you preach a gospel like that? We don't have any evidence from Scripture that somehow Jesus didn't want to have a good time or that he didn't like a party. In today's gospel, we see the great call of Matthew, or Levi, as he's referred to at his call. And as much as we can be astonished with that, and I always am, it says that Jesus saw Levi, the tax collector, at his customs post. He simply said, "Follow me." And he did. It says that Matthew got up and he followed him. I mean, that's amazing. I invite you to, again, check out the series The Chosen. Great depiction of this. Matthew is an incredible character in this first season anyway, and I'm sure it will get better. But he's followed Jesus from afar, and now Jesus says, "Follow me," and he does. But it's the next part that really, I think, gets me. It says, now Matthew throws a great party, and all of his tax collector friends are there, and Jesus comes. Now, what could be more Jesus-like, or so it would seem, that tax collector Matthew, I mean, he follows Jesus, but then Jesus is going to have a party with all his tax collector friends? Okay, these are not the people that were considered good Jews. They were the outcasts. They were the enemy of the Jewish people. I mean, they're colliding with the Romans. This is awful. And Jesus is going to go party with them? Yeah. And then he says this great line, you know, I've come to help the sick. It's the sick who need a physician, not the righteous. So would Jesus come to your frat party, kegger? Yeah. And here's the real great thing. Matthew, because of that friendship he had with all of his tax collector friends, brought a lot of people to Jesus. Jesus doesn't want to just save you, but through you, he's going to save all your friends too. Jesus works through friendship. So develop those friendships. Have fun. Party, absolutely. And when Jesus calls you, well, he might just call all your friends too. And maybe all your friends are going to get saved along with you because of that friendship. Jesus loves everything that is good. He doesn't put down anything that is bad. And we certainly shouldn't have the idea that, oh, if it's fun, if it's pleasurable, that Jesus doesn't like it? No. Jesus came to the house of Matthew with all of his tax collector friends, and salvation came to that house. Well, who are your friends? Don't think that's nothing. Friends are special. Even ones where maybe you get in a little trouble with those friends? You know the ones I'm talking about. All right, Jesus can work with that. He even wants to come to your house. So today, be grateful for your friends. Be grateful for the fun in life. Jesus wants to share it. But when he looks at you, as he did Matthew, and says, "You, follow me," let's also hope that we'll be just as quick to get up and follow. And then we can invite him to the party. After all, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, so he's the life of the party. God bless you.